The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time, and today it is episode 5, and in today's topic we are going to talk about Italian cuisine. And it might be crazy because this is the first episode where it is not an Asian country. It is the first Western country we're going to be talking about, and we do have a lot to talk about today because Italian cuisine is all about their noodles. And the main form of noodles in Italian cuisine is pasta. And pasta can be seen all over the world. You could see it not only in Italy, you could see it in other European countries like Rome, Great Britain, Greece, and it also has evolved in such a way that there is a bunch of other countries like Southeast Asian countries, North America, South America, that involve pasta, and they use pasta in their everyday lives and they've incorporated it into their dishes. So it's a really popular type of noodle. But when we're talking about pasta, there is so much variety of different types of pastas, and there's so many shapes and forms that can be put in place to create such a complex food. And as you've heard from the past podcasts, we've only been strictly talking about noodles. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's titled Noodle Time for a reason. We only want to talk about noodles. But in Italian cuisine, there's so many different types of pasta, and some of them, they do not look like noodles. So we got to ask ourselves the question, what is considered a noodle? And when you look at the Cambridge Dictionary, a noodle is defined as a food in the form of long, thin strips made from flour or rice, water, and often egg, and it is cooked in boiling liquid. So when we're looking at this definition, we're gonna pay great emphasis on the line, long, thin strips. So yeah, there's a lot of different types of pasta that do come into that category. We got spaghetti, we got fettuccine, we got so many different types of pastas that are in the form of long thin strips and do fall under the definition of a noodle. But that does mean we can't really talk about other different types of pasta that don't look like a noodle. But before I throw them in the trash and not talk about them at all, some honorable mentions include macaroni, which you can find all over the world in the form of mac and cheese. A lot of you probably know what that is. You got gnocchi, which is a really popular dish, and it's a type of pasta that is made with flour, and it also incorporates a little bit of potato in it. So it's a really starchy type of pasta, and it doesn't come in the form of noodles. It comes into little cut thin slices of dough. And you also got things like tortellini, which is kind of like a dumpling, and you got many more different types of pasta. But other than that, we're going to be talking about main types of pastas that fall into the category of noodles. And then we're going to elaborate this more, and we're going to mainly focus on pasta as an art form. Because in reality, before we had boxed pastas at your local grocery store where you can just boil up for like 8 to 10 minutes and then have it on your plate, we had to make pasta by hand. And it was a tedious process, and there's not a lot of people that make pasta by hand anymore, but that's what makes pasta and Italian cuisine as a whole an art. All right, everyone, welcome back. So before we talk about specific types of Italian noodle dishes, we gotta first ask ourselves the question, how do we make pasta? And there's actually a lot of different ways we can do so. So one of the most popular ways that the common people are known for making pasta is just by using boxed dry pasta and then putting it in boiled water, wait 8 to 10 minutes, and then boom, you'll have fully cooked, ready to eat pasta. But that's a little bit boring, if you ask me. And I feel like the best way to make pasta is by hand. And one of the main methods of making pasta is to use all-purpose flour. Could be actually any type of flour. Could be just regular white flour, it could be bread flour, it could be cake flour, but all-purpose works best for making pasta. You'd use a couple of eggs, and then what you do is you just make a sort of volcano shape with the flour. And then you take your finger and you make a little divot or like a well where the eggs can sit in. And then you'd crack a couple of eggs in there. And the proportions depend on how much pasta you're making. And then you take like a whisk or a fork and then you'd scramble the eggs while incorporating a little bit of dough each time. And then if you keep doing that more and more, the dough will soon form and it's gonna create a nice and pliable dough, which then you could flatten out and create a great noodle that not only cooks fast, but it tastes fresh and there's not a lot of additives compared to, let's say you go to a supermarket and you get a dry boxed pasta. There's not any like preservatives or anything. And there's also another type of way that you can make pasta. You could use this type of flour. It's called semolina, and it's a specific type of wheat that they use, and it's pretty interesting because all you need to do is mix the semolina flour and you just need to add water. And when you do that, it just makes, compared to egg pasta, semolina flour and water, the dough that it creates is a little bit more hard to work with because the semolina itself is pretty tough. And when you eat it in pasta form, you'll be able to taste it. It's a little bit more chewy, it's a little bit more, it has a higher cook time. And yeah, it's just a little bit more hard to work with, but I feel like it'll create a more versatile and more compatible with these famous Italian sauces like carbonara, bolognese, marinara, things like that. And compared to egg pasta, you'll kind of get this flavor of the egg. And that's what makes egg pasta not really compatible with other certain types of sauces. That's because the egg flavor does not really go well with certain other dishes. And that's why you won't really see a lot of egg pastas in a lot of Italian restaurants. You only see like one or two. And that's because it only pairs well with certain types of sauces in Italian cuisine. And while we're still on the topic of pasta sauces, one of my favorite types of pasta sauce that is really popular in Italian cuisine is carbonara. And I've mentioned it before, but carbonara is basically an egg sauce. You take a bunch of egg yolks, leave out the egg whites, you mix it with Parmesan cheese, or more traditionally, there's this type of really hard Parmesan cheese. It's called Parmigiano Reggiano, and it's really hard to produce because it takes a long time to age, but that will create the most rich sauce and really velvety on the noodles. And it really pairs well with the semolina pasta. And in my opinion, it doesn't really work well with the egg pasta because you're working with egg noodles and then you're going to be putting an egg sauce on it. Egg on egg just doesn't really make sense. And so when you're working with semolina pasta, carbonara is the best type of sauce to work well with that type of noodle. And you could also add black pepper to it. You could also add garlic, but another main type of topping that you could put on carbonara is bacon, or more traditionally, you can add this cured pork meat. It's called guanciale. And guanciale is basically the head of the pork that's been cured, and it's really fatty. So when you mix it into your carbonara noodles, you have to render out the fat, or else you're just gonna be chewing on a really unpleasant, uncooked piece of fat. And trust me, please render it. And if you don't, you're not really going to like your first experience with carbonara. And another one of my most favorite types of Italian noodle dishes is pesto. Pesto noodles are extremely flavorful, and it's also super fresh and really healthy because most of the time it's completely vegan, made out of vegetables, there's no meat at all, and the process of making it is actually quite simple. All you really need to make a great pesto sauce is a high quality nut. It could be walnuts, it could be pine nuts, it could be peanuts even. I could also see almonds or cashews. But what you do with those is that you toast it up in a pan. You want to make it nice and golden, and then you'd put them in a blender and you just grind it up. And then you'd mix it with basil, parsley, any type of herb. You can even add mint in some pestos. I've seen it before. And then you'd add a lot of good quality extra virgin olive oil. And you just mash it up all together and mix it up into a fine paste. And then you'd mix it into your pasta. You could also add additional toppings like Parmesan cheese, regular cheese, but then again, that if you do that, you don't really need the cheese, but it's just another additive to create a more fuller, more richer tasting pasta dish. And yeah, basically carbonara and pesto are my top two favorite Italian noodle dishes. I think I could eat those two dishes for the rest of my life, and I probably wouldn't get tired of eating it. It's just that good. All right, before I end off this podcast, I just want to say that Italian noodle dishes are extremely hard to execute. In North America, at least, I got this information from eater.com. There's only a handful, and in handful I mean like 30 so restaurants out of all the restaurants in the United States that perfectly execute handmade pasta. It's so difficult to master the texture and master the quality of handmade pasta. So just being able to talk about it and share the culture of Italian cuisine with you guys, it's such an honor, because I feel like not a lot of us have tried handmade pasta, and it's something that you guys should give a try. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was Noodle Time, and I'm your Doodle Guy. Bye.